Real quick, would Seattle drink coffee from the Stanley Cup? A story just basically looking into how is Seattle going to get ready and how exciting are we for our big NHL team that's going to be coming in 2021. The article basically points out that it seems like the guy has decided there's just so many cliches about Seattle, he has to slip them all into this story.
Yes,
dealing with
does.
Hockey.
But it is true. I mean, basically it sounds like the New York Times sent a New Yorker type.
Yeah.
Out to Seattle to see what the kind of receptivity we have in this country or in this this area for a hockey team. And he says, because the way we think of hockey, we think of them as sort of these bruising, bustling hockey teams, really, you know, men of the street types, you know, and how is that going to fit in this tech-loving, latte-sipping city? That's basically the whole thrust behind it, is that what are we going to do? We all cheered when we found out, apparently, according to this New Yorker, that the NHL was going to give us a team. Well, we put a fork in our organic salad and popped the top of a craft beer.
Okay.
So that's basically what he's doing with it. Then he goes and interviews. You know, the Angry Beaver is a place out in my infamous neighborhood, Greenwood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're the number one full-on hockey bar in town. And so they talk to him about how excited he is. And basically he says he's very excited, and there are a few lifelong fans. But reason there's so much energy around an NHL team right now are transplants. They're all East Coast transplants that bring their love of hockey. They all have their favorite team, the Boston Bruins or whatever. They come to Seattle, they miss it here, and that's what they want. And so the overall reflection here, in addition to a lot of cliches about Seattle, guess what?
Did he include in there Sleepless in Seattle?
No, he didn't. In fact, we'll give him credit for that.
God.
He mentioned the 16-foot statue of Vladimir Lenin, our nude bicyclist in the Fremont parade, the Craggy Troll, grunge music, Jimi Hendrix and Quincy Jones and Bruce Lee. So he got them all in there, all the cliches in.
Got it.
Then he just, you know, ended up saying that, will hockey survive in Seattle? He says, you bet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have a cappuccino with that.
Okay,
so,
yeah, clever coffee reference. Okay.